Okay. It's now time for the birdhouse.
I have a pair of shorts that I bought in the summertime, and I thought I was going to buy the new Cool Kid shorts that are a little bit shorter, and they were way too short.
Wow.
Why?
Man.
Why?
Why not, Travis?
Man, you fill in for a couple of weeks around here, and this is what happens.
How'd that get in there?
Hey, it's Travis.
Hey, guys.
Travis. What's up, man?
How's it going, everybody? I am very happy to be at Normathon. There's so many stars around here. This is great. This is great. I wanted to start the Twitter questions today, though, with a little bit of business, Norm. Is it possible to drop off clothes at Normathon, or do we need to direct people to Austin Street Center? And this is from Grant Carver.
You can bring them here.
All right.
Every year, people bring clothes, toiletries, cash, to hear it at Crest. And, yeah, we'll collect those and make sure they get them to the
office. Norm will sift through the quarter zips, see if there's any that fits him, and then after that, he'll take the rest,
Okay, perfect, perfect. So, Brent, you can bring it straight out to Normathon, please, please. Norm, this is from P1 Lyle. Would you give up olives and your deli snacks for another Cowboys Super Bowl win? For the rest of your life, no more olives and deli snacks, no cheeses.
Oh, my goodness.
No sausages, no meats.
Black and green or no-nos. And I might be able to give up one.
No more charcutes for Norm.
Now, I'd have to give them up until the Cowboys won the next Super Bowl.
No, you're done.
Yeah, no, you have to give it up for
no
life.
No more salami and cheese will pass those lips ever.
But wait, if
that peppered if salami.
If I do
so
this, if I do this, and the Cowboys win the Super Bowl this February, can't I start eating olives and
no? There will be a gigantic scandal that comes out.
Right,
and they will strip the Cowboys of their Super Bowl.
Yeah, they'll be the Reggie Bush of pro football.
Exactly.
Then the answer is no.
Hello.
Oh my goodness, you are so selfish, Norm.
I don't think Norm cares about the Cowboys.
No, he cares more about cheese.
All right, this is for Norm and Donovan. We are one day post-Christmas. What is your favorite Christmas gift you have ever received? Received?
What? What are you doing?
I don't know.
That was C.D. Lamb's problem the other day.
Oh, hey,
he wasn't receiving enough.
Now. We are right in the middle of Normathon.
Donnie, how about you?
Oh, it is the super toe.
Super toe?
Yeah, the little football, man. You put the football there, you hit the top of his head, and it kicks field goals.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
I would do that for hours.
Yeah, I could see that being
straight.
A big elementary
even before you had the kickers taking a couple of steps to the side, you can try to angle the guy to see if you can kick it through the chairs. You'd set up his goalposts.
It's like football foosball.
Hours, dude. Super toe. Wait, my
super
dude.
Toe.
Yes, sir.
They might need to remarket that
dude,
a little bit.
Dude, I would you know what? I'd probably get bored now after about three or four field goals, but when I was 9 or 10, I was getting it done.
You know, we have more in common than I thought, and we already have a lot in common, because I spent hours and hours practicing field goals.
He was a super toe.
Yeah, well, no.
You weren't a distance
kicker. I practiced field goals. my favorite toy was, when I was young, my mom and dad, I don't want to sound like we should be playing some soft violin here. My mom and dad did not have a lot of money, but they knew I wanted one of these Fisher-Price toy-like farms you could buy, and they got me one of those. Man, I love that gift.
Were you milking those little bitty toy cows?
Yeah, what kind of animals are we talking about here?
Kind of getting the eggs from the little toy chickens, well, making a little toy breakfast.
There's some cows and some horses and some chickens. It's the stuff usually around
the farm. I thought
you
were going to tell us, knowing that you were playing with the little propeller on top of your hat. That was your favorite toy. God,
no,
I missed this, Norm. I missed this.
They didn't develop that until I was older.
Go.
You had the big lolly.
All right, guys, for $1 billion tax-free, you must be totally nude for 365 days, 24/7.
All right.
You must leave your property at least once a day for at least 15 minutes. And if you get a, but if you get arrested, any day spent nude is counts as 2 days in prison.
Oh, it counts two days.
Yes. So each time you get snapped up for free balling.
Well, first of all. Yeah, Norm, you should say yes right off the spot.
Yeah, because
you're
you know,
at the age where you just don't care.
Right.
Well, but I'm also at the age where people absolutely don't want to see me.
When you have
well,
to
I'm
get
at that age. Hold on. Nobody wants to see this.
And you have to get arrested. I feel like Norm, somebody, they'll call the hospital for you. This guy's lost. He needs to.
They'll arrest me.
Right.
But they'll call the hospital for Norm. Okay, I can see that.
It's required that you get arrested?
Yeah, no, you have to go to jail, and then you end up in.
Well, Norm, you're going to get arrested. If you're leaving the
well,
house
you're a serial
every day
nudist, though,
naked,
yeah.
Well, not
you
if
will
I,
get arrested.
Not if I go over to the yard of my next-door neighbors, Bridget and Andy.
Well, you get shot.
No.
Oh, okay.
They'd somehow come to grips with the fact that I'm coming over there regularly.
Just naked Norm.
Yeah. You gotta plan your route out. Make sure you're in a heavily wooded area.
Yeah, you know, and I usually will not say, because I feel like one rule of mandem is that if you're pumping gas, you never get back in your car. I don't care how cold it is. I don't care how hard it's raining. If you're outside pumping gas,
I pump gas.
You stand outside until it's done.
I pump gas this morning outside.
And you stand. You don't get back in the car.
Nope.
Does the word dumb ever occur to you guys in those situations?
No.
The word tough does, though.
I mean, you got the car, and it's nice and
warm. No. If you're pumping gas, you got to stand out. You can't get back in
Norm,
the car.
Norm, you're not leaving your car on while you pump gas.
Norm is not pumping gas.
But
Norm would drive 30 miles to
the
self-service
station.
What
was the butler name you said earlier or something?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Be it for me to point technology out to you guys, but they have this little hook you can put on your gas pump now that it keeps pumping as you sit in the car.
But you have to get out to put the pump in the car. That means you need to stay.
I've failed. Next, Travis.
All right. If you were trapped in a home store, you know, with the wood and the tools and stuff.
Like, yeah.
I don't know.
Like a Home Depot?
I'll let Norm say it.
All right.
We're at the Whataburger Normathon, all right? If you were at the Home Goods store overnight during a zombie apocalypse and the zombies bust in, you're only allowed to use three things inside this place to fend yourself off from the zombies. What are your three weapons of choice? And no, you can't just hide in a fridge or build a domicile in there.
My first thought, Danny,
either one.
Is power saw.
Of course.
It's a good one.
I mean, the zombies, they're not going to like the power saw.
I'm with you.
Okay. What's your first tool?
I'm probably going like nail gun.
That's a pretty good
one. Oh, yes.
One of the powerful nail guns.
Nail gun, that's good.
And double fist that thing. Like a drink at the bar.
Okay, let's see. What would I use?
You need something to create some distance between you and zombies. So like something on, like a weapon on a stick is something I think you should be looking for.
That's going to be my next invention. A what, Norm?
A hoe?
Wait, what?
I mean,
that's according to what the zombie likes. You just never know.
Down. Am I slowing down for a minute? You don't know?
Yeah, it'll get the zombie's attention.
How about that?
We should finish this and get to breaks.
Well, you're probably right. You're probably right.
You brought it up, Norm.
No, you asked for a weapon on a stick, and the first a hoe is a weapon on a stick.
The first thing you thought about.
Nailed it.
Yeah, there you go. You know what? You're right, Norm. Let's end this on that. On that note, let's end it on the hoe.
Eric K. Dallas.
I don't know if he wants to follow that. I think Eric's walking out the door right now.